Can linking out to other sites help your website perform better in the search engine rankings? You may or may not have seen, sometimes when you visit a website, it's this whole idea, and it's probably a little bit of a myth, in my opinion, an SEO myth, that linking out to higher authority websites will somehow show that Google you're more trustworthy and therefore rank you higher. And sometimes you might have seen this when you visit a website, scroll down into the footer and you'll see links off to high authority websites like CNN or sometimes even Google.com. And that whole idea, I think the thinking about why the webmaster or the SEOer does that is thinking that that's somehow going to increase their ranking. For me personally, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen linking out a way to noticeably affect your rankings. Maybe I should do a little bit more testing to get a little bit more granular and go really deep and try and split test that. That said, though, if it does make a part of the algorithm, it's going to be such a small part that I don't think it's really worth focusing on. The only thing to keep in mind is something that I read Matt Cutts talk about, and someone was talking about the idea of, should I encourage people to post on my blog and then potentially have links out to other websites. Now, his suggestion was he wouldn't recommend closing comments in an attempt to hoard page rank, but what he did say, in the same way that Google trusts sites less when they link to spammy sites or bad neighborhood, there's parts of their systems that encourage good links or linking out to good sites. So he has indicated somewhat that it is part of the algorithm, but it's going to be such a small part. And so if yes, then it's probably not something really worth having a look at, other than to say don't turn off comments or do certain smart linking tactics, hiding links in JavaScript or anything like that, to try and hoard the page rank to particular sites and not have them flow out. It looks unnatural. That the whole aim of the game in what we do in our SEO, once we're in that SEO mind frame, is to make sure that we're replicating what happens in nature. It's not natural to have your website never link out to anything anywhere, especially if you're a blog. So for me personally, a great example of that, I'm not worried about hoarding that page rank. I'm happy to share that. Great examples over at davidjennings.com and also melbourneseoservices.com. Both of them have blogs. Both of them I'm actively building links for, really actively building links. And you can go over there and post comments and, as long as they're good comments and you're not just going there straight to get a link back to your website, but if you're actually adding value, I'm more than happy for you guys to make a comment, put your name in there, and then link it back to your website. And I suppose that's the whole idea of leading by example and showing you, look, I'm not so worried about this whole idea that, you need to be hoarding that page rank, and I don't really subscribe to the whole idea as well that linking out to other sites, particularly high-end sites like Google or CNN or something like that, is going to increase your ranking. Anyway, that's my two tips. Maybe if you want to just head over to melbourneseoservices.com, go ahead, make a comment, and get a high-quality link back to your website. Thanks. Bye.